6'3", 266. Really, at the end of the season, sat down with my family and coaches, kind of talked about things, really asked my coaches where, Coach Johnson had some associates in the NFL, whether it was head coaches or general managers, and kind of asked where they had me on the draft board. And most of them had me top 15, top 20. And overall, I thought it was the most beneficial decision to come out early. Oh man, I haven't talked to Daryl, and I seen him probably one of the first games of the season. That's about it. I've been actually talking to Mike Johnson from the Bengals a lot. Talked to him a couple days ago before I got here, just kind of asking advice, you know, how the combine's gonna go, and just been really helpful. Just to be really confident, I was asking advice in reference to the interviews. He was just kind of saying, you know, go in there, be confident, and just be you, be honest.
At one point in the season, you played a stretch of about three games in 2 weeks as a way to schedule set up.
Mm-hmm. It got to be a grind, you know, 3 games in 12 days. You know, it's not easy, but, you know, we got a good opportunity to be on national television on 2 Thursday night games. But, you know, I think guys' legs were kind of tired towards the end of that stretch, though, but. Really, just he taught me a lot about pass rush. Really, worked a lot in the summer with him, and you know, getting extra work after practice on certain techniques and moves. Just kind of really schooled me to how to get after the quarterback.
Are you surprised how low he went to draft?
I actually was. I know he had high expectations of going probably in the first round, and didn't work out that way. But you know, he's doing a good job at the next level.
You were a high school running back.
Yeah. College, Division One. I mean, some schools were looking at me as H-back, like Penn State. But, you know, I'm a defensive player at heart. Always loved to play defense. I know Penn State, they had mentioned maybe H-back. But most other schools really were looking at me at defensive end. Tech took all my 5 official visits and kind of formulated a list of pros and cons. At the end of the day, talked to my family about it. And really, the thing that tipped the scale was the recruits that I met along the way. Guys like Roddy Jones, John Dwyer, Nick Clater. They're my roommates, and you know, kind of kept in contact with them throughout the whole process, and you know, really developed good bonds.
A lot like when you're in the discussion for on the top of the draft. Mm-hmm.
I think it's a tribute to my work ethic. Coming in this last offseason, I put a lot of work in. I trained with a guy named Chuck Smith, who played with the Falcons for several amount of years, and you know, really focused on my pass rush ability, and you know, just put the necessary work in to, you know, have the success I had this 09 season, and you know, going into training with a positive attitude, and just, you know, always striving to get better at whatever I take on. Yes, sir. Yeah, I met with them last night. My D-line coach actually is a member of their coaching staff at the Buffalo Bills, so he interviewed me last night. It went good. It went good. Saw some familiar faces, so a little bit more comfortable.
Why did you have to interview? It was your coach. Why did you have to interview?
I mean, the whole coaching staff didn't know me. D coordinator, you know, some of the other guys in the room didn't really know me. So, trying to put a face to the name, get to know me a little bit better.
So you met with the whole staff?
Yes.
So all the stuff that they prepped you on for the interviews, that was all out the window with those guys?
I wouldn't say all that. It was a little bit more of a comfortable setting, you know, seeing some familiar faces. But, you know, still put on the tape, went after, looked at some defenses, kind of had to explain some things. But, you know, similar format to the rest of the interviews. Pretty much, they put on some of my game film, kind of, you know, asked me to talk about my scheme, what I was doing in certain situations.
3-4, 4-3, does that really matter to you as far as lining up on the outside?
Not really. I feel like I'm a versatile enough player to play with my hand in the ground, and if asked to drop in the coverage or come off on a 2-point stance.
The team's been asking you about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to work out at all as a linebacker here?
Yeah, I'm going to do some linebacker drills as well as defensive line drills. Yeah.
Is your agent
CAA, Ben Dogger, Tom Condon, Tracy Latrique. Ben Dogger had a good year. Yeah, he did. Yep. Yeah, met with them last night. I felt pretty good about the interview. Really focused on the X's and O's part of the thing, you know. But felt good coming out the interview. Yeah, it helped me a lot. You know, I came in, I graduated high school early and was able to participate in spring, kind of went against him. And, you know, he was a, you know, top guy in our conference and really got some good reps against him at an early age. So I think it benefited me in the long run. I seen him at a couple of the games. He, you know, he came down to the Miami game and we seen him at the, bowl game. So not really, I can come off both ends, I think.